Well, you were the host of the morning program 6 to 9 on KAKC for many, many years. So that was a very powerful position in rock and roll. I am wondering, the issue of payola, did that come to your station?
It did, but it didn't affect anybody. The closest it came, probably, unless there's something that I didn't know about, that's not likely that that would happen, because the people we hired, they just didn't do that. And I'm so proud of the ones that did work there and that I was able to work with. Gosh, it's one of these things where I've been around people who wouldn't hire somebody better than them because they were afraid of being overshadowed. My idea was, I'm going to get anybody I can that's better than me that wants to work for us. And that's what I did. And you can just look at the list of names of the people that worked there. But a matter of payola, to answer your question, I was given on one occasion a wristwatch by a record producer. It's the only record that I think he ever had, but it was a sort of a cheap wristwatch. And he said, no, I want you to have it. I've been giving them to everybody I've been seeing and talking to and so forth. So I took the wristwatch. I don't know whatever even happened to it. I never wore it. I never thought about it. And can you believe this? Within about 4 or 5, maybe 6 months, as I recall, the matter of payola came up in the Congress. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I never should have kept that watch, you know. And I told the manager about it. He said, just forget about it. Don't worry about it. It's not anything. You didn't agree to play the record. I said, of course not. As a matter of fact, we didn't play the record because it was lousy. So that's as close as I know that it came to our station.
So you weren't asked by record producers or promoters to play our songs?
I was asked to play the songs, but I was never offered anything to do it.
All right.
And I got to be really good friends with the record distributors. Most of them were out of Oklahoma City. Some of them lived here, but they worked for companies out of Oklahoma City.
You may have taken the right path, but you missed out on a lot of money. Danny Williams has been interviewed here on VoicesOfOklahoma.com, and he spoke openly about the payola that he accepted.
Really?
Was swimming in money as a result of that until Congress did crack down on it. But prior to that, it was big time, and he would absolutely sell a lot of records by what he did.
Well, if it was a good record, I'm glad that he did, but had anybody ever specifically offered that to me, I would have asked them to leave. I couldn't do that.
Yeah.